ESPN's Adnan Virk with us on Pinder and Steinberg this afternoon.
Nathan Eovaldi re-ups with the Red Sox, Adnan. What a nice little find he was. The former Yankee basically buried the Yankees in the postseason and then helped the Bo Sox win the championship. What's anything of note in that signing? Only 4 years. I thought there'd be a bigger
market. Alex Cora, I texted with him and he said, listen, we'll do everything to get Eovaldi back. And I said, is he really that valuable? And he's like, are you kidding? Like, look at the playoffs again. And I only meant it, not in jest, but if you look at the course of Nathan Eovaldi's career, I mean, twice the guy's at Tommy John. It's still amazing, by the way, as you mentioned, he throws 100, he's a flamethrower. So I just don't know about durability, right? That's my concern if I'm signing this guy. But in the case of Boston, you completely hit on it. He was critical for them. I mean, God, he became a folk hero with the fact he pitched so well down the stretch in the playoffs, you know, 22 innings, four runs, particularly in that 18-inning marathon, pitched six innings and pitched really well. So he was the one that they targeted, so they're happy to have him back. David Price, you feel like he figured things out. In the second half, certainly in the playoffs, he was so fabulous for Boston. And if Chris Sale becomes healthy, all of a sudden you get a really good 1-2-3. So Boston is definitely happy in that department. And for the Yankees, now they're going to chase some more arms because Patrick Corbin is the guy that they wanted. They would not budge past 5 years. The Nationals said, fine, we'll give you 6 years and $140 million. And he was the best target out there. I mean, he was getting some Cy Young votes, you know, as far as top five was concerned. Again, I'm a little bit concerned with health. He's another guy who's had overcome injuries, but his slider is one of the best pitches in baseball. And the Nationals now have a tremendous rotation. When you look at Strasburg, Scherzer, of course, is their ace. And you got Tanner Roark, and now you have him. And that's pretty good if you can add a guy like him to the mix, Patrick Corbin. And for the D-backs, they're in full sell mode. I mean, I know we're going to talk about Goldschmidt, but Goldie of the Cardinals, God, what a coup for St. Louis. Like, this is what another example, boys, of St. Louis saying, oh, a guy is soon going to be a free agent. We'll swoop in and get him now. And they did give up Luke Weaver, who's a good arm. The catcher they gave up is not a big deal because Yadier Molina wants to play 3 more years anyway, so you're fine there. But Goldschmidt is a guy who's been second or third in MVP 3 times. He's a 6-time All-Star. He was third in OPS, that's on-base plus slugging percentage, and is a great defender. The Cardinals last year had 20 errors at first base. Goldschmidt's never had more than 7 errors in a single season and has won a Gold Glove. And he's going into the final season of his contract, and it worked in the past with some notable names. Mark McGwire, Scott Rolen, Jim Edmonds, Matt Holliday, all guys the Cardinals acquired via trade, and then because they love St. Louis so much in the Cardinal way, they end up signing a long-term deal. So this hot stove has been fun, man. Eovaldi with Boston, Corbin there, and of course they're still waiting on Harper and Machado.
Well, and like the thought that you could turn a guy that could be an MVP into, like, you get him that cheap. I mean, as you noted, there's no future Hall of Famers going to the D-backs in that deal. Like, it reminds us of where we were a year ago in this nation with Josh Donaldson, who didn't have a year as good as the one that Goldschmidt had a year left. Like, what were you really going to get a year ago anyway?
Yeah, exactly. And it's one of those where I guess they were trying to sell it to their fans Arizona tried to sell it to their fans, Ryan, by saying, listen, he was going to go. Okay, like, he's got one more year left. He's going to be 32 years old. We can't pay him 5 years. $125 million. Like, we're just not going to go north of 100 because they've got so much money tied up to Zach Greinke. They got 3 more years to Greinke, and their second highest salary player this year was Yasmani Tomas. How about that? The guy was in AAA all year. It was not good. He's a bust. He was making more money than Goldschmidt. So obviously they've got too much money tied up, and in his case, a bad contract in Greinke. That's just a ton of money they had to give him when they overpaid to sign him. So you're right. For Arizona, just do what you can. I mentioned Weaver. He's a decent prospect, but as you said, he's not going to Cooperstown. And for St. Louis, you get a stud. I mean, this guy's one of the most underrated, productive players in baseball, and you're right to draw that comparison to Donaldson because he was a guy who was a multiple-time All-Star, who was in his early 30s, who could fetch something of a return rather than what the Jays had to do, which is trade him for a player to be named later.
And I know that one of your colleagues has certainly made mention of this many times, but you talk about the big two, Manny Machado and Bryce Harper. Philadelphia Phillies, like, are we pretty sure that one of these guys is going to end up there? There's Buster Olney who said that, right?
Yes. Yeah, I was filling in for Mike Golick today on Golick and Wingo. We had Buster on, and I said to him, give me your best guess, because, of course, I need intel for you guys. And he said, honestly, I would bet the family farm in Vermont that the Phillies get either Harper or Machado. And I said, okay. I said, the Yankees are still in a Machado. He said, yes, more than you would think, which Trey and I ended up discussing. I said, listen, that's not their need. Like, Gregorius isn't ready, okay? He's not going to be ready for a while. So that's where they're like, well, you know what? Let's go ahead and get Machado. And we really plug up the left side of the infield. But my whole thing is you need pitching. So Eovaldi's gone. Corbin's gone. Well, then sign Jay Happ and make do and just make a trade or do something. Like, I don't understand necessarily the logic. I know Machado is a great player, understood. But to me, their offense wasn't the issue. It's the pitching. But Buster said to us, the Yankees are in a Machado. The Dodgers, he said, are definitely in the mix. He also thinks the Dodgers are in on Harper, which I said, that's crazy. I keep thinking the Dodgers get Machado. He goes, oh, they could go after Harper. And, of course, the winter meetings are next week in Las Vegas, and the talks will increase even more. And don't discount the Nationals. He said, listen, they offered him $300 million, and Scott Boras' agent turned it down. He wanted to see what else was out there. Well, aside from the Phillies, who have made it clear they're going to throw stupid money, and the Dodgers, I mean, there's no AL team that's going after Bryce Harper. He said the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Rangers, the Angels, the teams that have big pockets, none of them are going to make a move. So in that case, he goes, it's not inconceivable that Washington re-signs Harper. And then we said, give us your best guess on the number. He said 10 years, $350 million for Bryce Harper. Whether he goes to the Phillies, the Nationals, those are the top two, or the Dodgers, 10 years, $350. Like, that is incredible.
And even, you know, $50 million shorter where we thought it could have been 6 months a year ago, because Harper had a just okay year, Machado was fine. Crazy.
Yeah.
You're right, Ryan, because I would have thought, you're right, $400 million. Like, why not? If Giancarlo Stanton got, what, the 12-year, $325, but yeah. In Harper, I mean, why not? He's young enough. He's talented enough. Again, to your point, had one incredible MVP season. Yeah, right, $400 million. So you're right, because it's the okay year. Maybe cost himself $50 million, but the $350 is still very reasonable.
Yeah, I think
I'd take it. Yeah.
I would. You could probably convince me. You could probably twist my arm, and I'd be okay with it.
Are you guys with me? I don't know the numbers of Machado. Maybe Machado gets $250 or $300. But if I'm the Yankees, listen, we've discussed this before, boys. The guy is not a Boy Scout, and he is not that possessed the strongest work ethic in the world. If I'm the Yankees, I don't know about giving him $300 million to Manny Machado. I would have serious agita about doing that.
Yeah, I'm with you. Like, if you've got to allocate assets, it has got to be towards a pitching rotation. It is not towards another bat. They got lots of bats. I'm not worried about the Yankees' offense. I'm not worried about their infield defense.
Right, and the trade for Bumgarner, they're still kicking the tires on that. San Francisco is open to a trade. The Yankees have discussed it. Get Bumgarner to New York. He's pitching under pressure. That'd be a big-time move.